B-Pod Studios.
Is brought to us by Gaida Door and Window. Yes, they still have the 40% off sale going on right now. The summer sale has been extended through August. We get 40% off all windows and doors. Write this number down and call them, 877-GO-GAIDA, or online, goguida.com. All right, so we talk all over the place today. Eagles tonight, final preseason game for all intents and purposes. That will be a fourth game, but that'll be back up city. Also, a little bit of baseball. Producer Andrew Sachin is filling in this week for Tyrone. Is a little peeved at actually two things. We already discussed your peevosity that we're not giving Gabe Kapler enough credit, and that he actually managed a good game last night to beat the Boston Red Sox. So you're peeved about that. Everybody wants to rip him, but they're not willing to give him credit when credit is due. Right?
Correct.
You're also peeved. And we haven't brought this up today at all, that Bryce Harper is actually being underappreciated. And I actually would have to agree with you on
yes.
that. Because at the end of the year, you're going to see the numbers that are going to be more than 30 home runs. And I know we all expected 40. He may get close to that. He may get 35. But he's going to get 110 RBIs at least.
He's going to have 120.
This season. We know he plays hard. He made a great play on a pivot the other day, threw out a guy at second base. He's made a lot of plays in the field. He's thrown out a couple guys at the plate. And I always say, like, I'm not worried. He's one of the guys I don't worry about because you know exactly that you have a good ball player in right field. But you don't think he's being appreciated.
No. I mean, I get it. He's hitting around 250 and people don't like that. Mm-hmm. And he's striking out a lot. And I get that. People don't like that either. But the morning show ran a poll earlier today saying, is he underachieving? And it was like 60% said yes. Now, I get it. The batting average is low, but when the season's over, you just mentioned 30 mm-hmm. to 35 home runs, close to 120 RBIs. The numbers yes. that he has this season will be more than what he averaged in his 7 years in D.C. So he's played better than what he did in 7 years in D.C.
We're taking him for
season.
Granted maybe a little bit.
I think we are. I think mm-hmm. Phillies fans are. Because he did have that slow, well, he obviously was hot mm-hmm. in April and May, but then he was kind of down in the months of June and July, even though he did have the good numbers with runners in scoring position. But you're right. I think people are taking him for granted right now. And he's carrying the team.
You know what he represents to me? He represents comfort. Like a position that I don't have to worry about. Like what Carson Wentz represents. Harry, you got this guy for a long period of time. You have to worry about that position. And the least you have to worry about positions, the better your team is. And the better you are as a fan base, the more comfortable you are as a fan base. So I agree with you. Now, off the subject, and we'll get to back to the phones in a second. I was reading, you surf the web and these things come up, like the biggest flaws in movies, like list of the biggest flaws in movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So you both have seen the Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yes, multiple times.
So I've seen.
They said one of the big flaws in the movie. Can you guess what it was? The biggest flaw in the Shawshank Redemption.
You got to give me a little something. Yeah, it was,
I know. It's a long movie.
It's something I thought about, too, over the years. It's when he actually goes through the hole to escape.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Right. The poster is intact on the wall over the hole. And so the flaw is that he could not possibly have reattached that poster once he made it through the hole to escape.
Right.
But I've been thinking about that. Now, I assume that he had to tack it on with like gum. Because they didn't have fasteners, but like,
right.
You know, it had to be gum.
Yeah.
That he put into corners. Mm-hmm. Right? So if he fastened it with gum and he's in the hole ready to escape, could he not have slid his hand underneath the poster, folded the poster up to attach the top two, and then when he came down, used the same method to slide his hand over to push it against the gum to attach it on the left and right side.
But wouldn't he have had to put one of his hands through the side and therefore may have ripped it,
like
right?
Underneath, if he's put it underneath and slid his hand all the way to the edge, and then press that part down.
Yeah.
And then slid his hand all the way to the other side and press that part down.
Yeah.
I actually think it's possible.
I think he could have done that. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, probably.
And they
it
point
would have taken
out
a
that
lot
it's
of
a
time.
Major flaw that he couldn't have possibly done it. But I think it is possible that you could have done it.
I think it's
so
possible.
I have gone past the flaw. I have reflawed the flaw.
How would he do it without ripping it, though?
Well, he's got the top fastened.
Okay,
right?
So the top's already done.
The poster is dangling.
Okay.
It's still loose.
Okay.
Now you slide it under the loose part, and you move your hand over and press down on the lower corner to attach that, and then just move your hand over there and attach that. Now, you may expose the bottom of the hole by doing that, but you right. still can make a good case that he could cover the whole hole by doing it that way.
Okay, so if the bottom of the hole is exposed, then that makes sense. Because I don't think that there's a way that he could have sealed the hole completely in without ripping the poster itself if he's trying to fasten it along the bottom.
But the bottom is not fastened, so he wouldn't be ripping it.
Oh, okay,
so,
then.
Because he's got the top fastened.
Yeah, well, then that's fine.
And then he moves over. The bottom is still not attached. So then he moves over, attaches the one side, and then it's still kind of loose cornered, and he moves over to the other side of the poster and attaches that from up from behind it.
Okay, then that makes sense.
I actually think it is possible.
As smart as Andy Dufresne was, I believe he did it.
Right. All right. Now, it's a funny list because things like the Titanic is like one of the flaws of the Titanic. They say that there was room for Jack to actually go onto that raft with
him.
Now,
I agree.
Now, I think Mythbusters did something on that, and they found that the weight of the two of them on the door may have not helped them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could at least
but
try.
But she could have at least tried.
Yeah, there was room for them.
Yeah.
Is what the flaw is.
It was a terrible attempt by him to get up, and she didn't really do much work trying to get him up.
Yeah, Rose was all about
Rose. I'm out on Rose.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Drew in Easton. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew. What's up, Drew?
Hi. Yeah, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. Second time calling, long time listener.
Thanks, pal. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Definitely give you guys a lot of credit. It was kind of funny you guys said Mike Crackler. I'm a Mets fan. I'm going to get that out the way.
Yeah.
But seeing the Phillies and what they're doing with the signing of Bryce Harper, I was going to ask you. I'm thinking it's going to come down to a one-game playoff between the Phillies and the Mets. How do you feel about that?
One-game playoff to get into the one-game playoff?
Is that possible?
Yes. It is possible, yes.
Okay. Yeah, and with that, and I've seen what Bryce did opposite way home run. Kudos to him. Like you guys said, maybe underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
With that money, though, I'm assuming 40 home runs, 120 ribbies. That would be a...
Yeah, well, that's going to come. I mean, I think that's going to come. I think this is a transition year, and he's still going to get pretty close to that. And he's going to end up with 35 bombs.
Yeah,
like 35-115. Is that a year that we can bitch about?
No, not at all.
No, we can't. And the thing is, you know it's going to get better than that. So I'm okay with it, believe me.
And definitely Piazza over Wright. Only reason being, Wright never... It seemed like he never blossomed. As good as he was, he just like, you know...
All right, so you're a Mets guy. If you look at David Wright's numbers, they're pretty damn good. He almost hit 300, career 300, and played a lot of games. And was a Gold Glover. But I get you. You mean you're a Mets fan, you want to go Piazza?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, would you like to play this little game that we're doing?
I've been hearing the guy say Eckersley. I was thinking Ozzie Smith, but he said Eckersley, so I was like, yeah.
I'm going to give you Atlanta. Now, we can't go Milwaukee. The only guy that played for Atlanta. So who are your give me four of the five I have written down.
Oh, you already know, man. They went on the tear in the 90s. You got Glavin, you got Smoltz, you got Maddox, and... come on, man. Give me one. Come on. Oh, man. Dang.
Well, I'm going to tell you right away, I only have two. Wait, hold a second. I only have two pitchers on the list. So I'll give you that hint. Only two pitchers are on the list of five.
I'm glad you said that. Okay.
So go ahead.
Okay. So I'll go, man. I will go Maddox over Glavin, and I will go Smoltz. I will go Smoltz, Madden, David Justice. And therefore, you have, what's the guy's name? I'm drawing a blank right now. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
You're out, bro.
I mean, Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron, to start with, I didn't put Smoltz on. I put Glavin and Maddox on because you got to put Chipper on.
Yes.
And you got to put Dale Murphy on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Chipper.
Aaron, Dale Murphy, Glavin, Maddox, Chipper. Smoltz didn't make it.
Yeah, missing Hank Aaron. That's...
Yeah, you gotta start with
that's
Hank.
A big one.
Jeff and Ambler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. Hey, listen, the sauce tank, there's no way he would have been able to attach the poster.
No way?
No, because if he attached it, it would have meant that the poster was caught, you know, up against the wall. So when the warden threw the rock, it wouldn't have gone through the poster. It would just fall to the floor. Plus, he went in head first.
Well, yeah,
he
went head first, but he could have turned around.
He didn't have room. He was crawling through
No, he had room to turn around.
If he turned around, he wouldn't be able to get the poster up against the wall.
Well, are you watching on TV? Here's the poster, right? So if I go like this, and I go up top, and I push that down on that, and then I go over here, push down on that. Now the bottom is still loose, like this, right? So then I go up underneath it, and I go over here, and I push it against there, and then I push it against there, and then I slide it out, and I'm gone.
If the bottom is loose, the rock wouldn't have gone through.
Yeah, the rock wouldn't have gone through. It was taut enough. It would have been taut enough.
If you say so.
Yeah, because you tack it up higher.
I have a baseball question.
All right, go ahead.
When in September, how many call-ups do they get? Because it seems like the number changes every year.
I'm not sure what the number is, to be honest with you.
Okay. I remember, like, last year, the year before, it seemed like there was 40 guys in the dugout.
Yeah. Yeah, they
used
call
to be, like, five players or eight players or something like that. Are they going to call Grion up or Guillaume, the catcher?
Davey Grion, probably. They probably could use another catcher.
He's got 16 home runs.
Yeah, I've been talking about him all year. I saw him in spring training, and he's mashing the ball. He was one of the guys that was catching when Harper was going through his original tracking of pitches, like the first day they had Harper on the field. Grion was the catcher.
That's just terrible. I mean, Kevin Lutz is better.
Yeah, I get you. I thought Grion should have been up all year. You want a baseball team? All right, all right, let's go. See, I'm going to give you an easy one, but you're going to have to get all five of them. All right? Cincinnati Reds.
Bench, Rays, Morgan, Perez, Barry Larkin.
Got him! Nicely done. Hold on a second. You got two tickets to FanFest.
Good job.
Barry Larkin was the fifth one. The four obvious.
Now,
not one pitcher can you name in Cincinnati Reds history. Not one.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you put me on the spot.
Don Gullett is the only one you could possibly come up with. Let's go. Andrew in Philly. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Andrew?
I'm a Boston fan living in Philly, and I have one quick football point about just real quick about movies that you love that have something stupid in it that you always notice.
Yep.
There's one thing that always comes back with me, and I actually just rewatched this movie a little while ago. It's Pulp Fiction. You're, like, in the scene after they waste the guy, like, with the hamburger, like, that whole hamburger scene, after they waste that guy, and then the guy pops out of the bathroom, if you look, before he shoots, the holes are already in the wall.
Really?
Like, before the guy... yeah, I've noticed it, like...
That's a good call by you, bro.
Yeah, definitely. My one point is that, so, like, I'm a Boston fan, I'm a Patriot fan, but I'm living in Philly, and the only two games I get to watch every week are Philly games and Pats games. And Michael Bennett last year, I thought for the Eagles, looked like absolutely tremendous. And I think he had 10 sacks. And when he got traded to the Patriots, I was ecstatic because there's film of, like, Patriot coaches gushing over Michael Bennett during the Seattle Super Bowl documentary. Mm-hmm. And, like, does he still have, like, a good pop that you think you can rely on? And maybe not 10 sacks with what he got last year, I think he's
still a good player. I mean, he's getting older, but he just wanted too much money for the Eagles to keep him. So, he'll be a decent player for Belichick. Yeah.
I don't know how much he liked his older brother. His older brother was kind of a clown, but they made it work. But I feel like Michael Bennett is a much better football player than Marcellus.
Yeah, he's good. And ask me why I should care about Michael Bennett playing for the Patriots. Ask me that question.
I mean, you definitely shouldn't care.
You're ready. Your Boston accent's annoying me. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
All right.
I've heard that's very annoying.
It is, Adrian. And then you talk about the Patriots and their woes. You know, come on, give me a break. Is Michael Bennett going to be a good player for him? Yeah, I guess he will. Now get out of here. All right, now you can call. Actually, you can have 40 players on your active roster starting September 1st. you call up 15 players if you want.
Yeah, I think it's everybody from the 40-man roster comes up.
Wow. I thought they limited it.
By the way, I watched the Shawshank escape scene.
Yeah.
While you're taking one of the calls. There's no way he could have turned around.
No?
No.
All right, well.
Literally impossible.
I just think it is, if you... If they showed him going out backwards, would you have bought it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but there's no way he could turn around.
All right. Let's go Tito in Pensauken. What's up, Tito?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing. It's all good here.
Good.
Hey, I just, Pivocity. I like that word for Andrew there. I think it knocked me out of the seventh grade spelling bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His Pivocity level is high today.
They laid one on me there. I just have a question about the Eagles for you. I think if you break the season up into four quarters for them, you know, where do the Eagles play their best football this year? Do they come out of the gate, you know, relative to everybody else? Do they spot people in the beginning here? Do they get their groove a little bit later? How do you think it works?
You know, it's a really good question. I can't pretend to know. I mean, who knows? Like, the offense, I know, has better skill players. Now, whether it clicks right away remains to be seen. You know, why wouldn't it click right away? Probably because the inexperience of maybe Miles Sanders, possibly they don't have the timing down yet on a long ball. But they've got so many reliable weapons on offense. They've got the double tight end when they got 12 personnel. They've got Alshon Jeffrey. I can't imagine they won't be able to move the ball right away.
Okay, and I can see that. I think the same thing that, you know, relative to others, they're probably in a better position to start. You know, injuries obviously are part of it. You know, it could derail your any quarter or any part of the season there, but they've done better toward the end of the season than I think recently here. Obviously, the Super Bowl run, they put together a nice stretch at the end, but all right, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, there's a tough part of the schedule in the middle of the schedule. I don't think that the opening part of the schedule is that difficult. You know, the Washington Redskins should be a bop. Atlanta might be tough. They might lose that game. And then the Detroit Lions at home and at Green Bay, which will be time. Maybe they come out of the gate 2-2. Jets at home shouldn't be a problem. At the Vikings. You know,
I got to think better. You know, they play their best ball during that time, but I think they win those games even if they're not their best. But yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Do you want to play the baseball game, bro?
Yeah, I do, Michael. I see. You know, I'm a big Padres fan, but I would have a hard time answering that question completely. But
you would? The Padres you have a tough time with?
Yeah. I'll try it.
I tell you what, I'll give you the Padres then.
All right.
Give me four to five I have written down. Go ahead.
All right. We got to go Tony Baseball, Glenn, and Trevor Hoffman.
That's okay. Are you off to a good start?
All right. So I'm worried about, you know, people talk about Garvey. I never liked him because I don't like the Dodgers at all. But I'm going to say Winfield.
That's a pretty good start.
All right.
If you get one more, you get it.
Oh, man. Can I ask
you? No, I'll tell you. One is a pitcher.
Is there a pitcher on
yes, he's
Gaylord.
He's a left-handed pitcher.
I was going to say Gaylord. No.
Nope.
All right. And then we got. All right. How about Gary U.S. Templeton?
No, Templeton was a pretty good call by you, and it was under consideration, but he did not make the cut. The pitcher is a slow tossing left-hander. Named Randy Jones. Did I put Adrian Gonzalez on the list?
I did have Adrian Gonzalez written down.
Adrian Gonzalez. Templeton's a good call, though. You remember what Templeton said? He got chosen for the All-Star game as a sub. And he said, if I ain't starting, I ain't departing.
All right.
He did not go to the All-Star game.
That's pretty cool.
Let's go to Mark in Blackwood. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Mark?
Not too much. I feel the same as Mr. Souchunas does with this whole Kapler stuff. I know I've been on the record saying I'm indifferent about the manager.
Yeah.
But, of course, they win. No one credits him for coaching a good game or managing a good game. And when they lose, he gets all the credit for making the bad pitching changes and doing all this, that, and the third or whatever. So I feel you're...
You went AI on me. This, that, and the third. That's a good call by you.
There you go. You like that?
Yes. This, that, and the third.
But it's just, I don't know. And the whole Harper thing, I get it. I think people look at the paycheck, and I kind of relate this to Ryan Howard. Remember when Howard hit over 300 that one year, and it was like a total accident because no one knew how to pitch to him. They figured it out, and then ever since then, everybody expected him to hit over 300. And it's the same thing with Harper. Like, they see what he did 3 years ago or because he's paycheck, and they hold him to the standard, which I get it. But at the end of the day, with a player like him, if he hits over 30 home runs and gives you 100 RBIs plus, then who cares what he does? Mm-hmm. Who cares if his batting average is 254?
Yeah.
So, to me, it doesn't make a difference. You'd be happy.
No, I agree with you. People look at the average on power hitters. Mike Schmidt was a 260 hitter, hit 535 home runs.
Exactly. So he's producing when the runners are in position, and that's all that matters. Then he had a clutch home run last night, and he's kind of big hit after big hit once after the All Star break.
Monster home run. He knew it too. As soon as he hit that, he knew it was over to Monster.
Well, I thought he missed a shot to pitch before that, but I'm glad he took that one. He probably would have popped it out. So.
Yeah. All right. So Gabe managed a good game last night.
You give him a little credit. Why not?
All right. Do you want to play the baseball game?
I do, but I'm already going to
FanFest. Okay, all right. Well, then we'll have fun. We'll look forward to meeting you at FanFest. Now, listen, I'll give him a little credit, Andrew. Okay, now Jared Hughes is the only guy he could use there, and the first guy commanding for Smiley. He needs to have a waste guy.
Yeah, that's fair,
right? So Jared Hughes is a no brainer. Now, I didn't study it closely, but he may have then used Ranger Suarez because the Red Sox had lefties coming up, which is good managing. And then he used Morin for two outs against righties, probably was good managing. And then Alvarez is a high leverage guy. At that point, you go, all right, I got to close with Alvarez and Neris. And that's a no brainer, unless you're going to use Pavagita.
Right.
In a high leverage situation.
Now, I'm not going to lie.
All right, so I'll give him credit for the Suarez Morin.
I was out last night when Alvarez finished that eighth inning. I gave the nice little fist,
Two Ks. Alvarez has been an unsung hero. His ERA is almost under three now.
Yeah, he was bad in the beginning of the year, but he's got much better now.
He has been pretty good for him.
Another reason why Bryce Harper is underappreciated, he leads the league. I just saw this from The Athletic. He leads the league in combined sliding, diving, and jumping catches this year with 26.
Is that right?
How about that?
Wow.
He's giving it all defensively as well.
He's got dirt on his uni. We love that here.
The fanatic bandana.
He's gritty.
That's right. He's got the fanatic thing going. Yeah. He's got different spikes he uses. He's letting the hair grow a little bit, and he's doing the flip back now.
That's when he knows he's in mid-season form.
I like the
form.
Flip back with Bryce. Back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show.
Hey, the Clubber's gay.
We do?
Yes, we do. Clubber's gay tonight from 9 to 10. A fan fest ticket raid. The guys will pop in there and go, I'm only here for the ticket raid.
I'm sure.
Hon, I need to go get my fan fest tickets.
Exactly.
I'm not looking, I swear.
All right, let's get our final Twitter poll numbers. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons Tension on Landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,000 votes on this one today. Are you giving Gabe Kapler credit for last night's win? 50% say yes and 50% say no.
All right.
So ends in a tie.
All right. Thank you very much. We are giving away a trip for four to Disney's NBA experience. That's right. If you love the game of basketball, now it's time to live it. Take your shot at the all-new NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort with a special Fanatic giveaway. There are two ways to enter. You go to the contest page on our website, 975thefanatic.com, and enter to win. Or FanFest 2019, on site, there will be a register area. There's just not enough to do at FanFest. Just not enough. I think we should add 17 more events. All right? It's going to be nuts. All right, back to the phones with Terry in Dallas. Terry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Terry.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
What's up, Terry?
I'm doing all right. Just driving home, listening to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yesterday, a guy called in and asked you, he made a comment about the Cowboys. And your comment was, you don't care what the Cowboys does.
No, I don't care.
Do.
I don't.
I mean, I can't say that.
Why should I care?
Well, they're our biggest threat.
No, they're not. Not really.
Okay, who?
The Eagles are better. The Eagles are the better team. They're favored to win a division. Why should I care about the Cowboys? I don't care about them.
Let me tell you something that's going to blow your mind.
What?
We cannot beat the Cowboys when Zeke is playing in a meaningful game. I'm a big Eagles fan now, but the last 3 years, 2016, 2017, 2018, when there's a meaningful game and Zeke is playing.
No, we'll see. The Eagles are much better. Eagles are a much better team. It's a different team. It's not a team you have to evaluate in the past. It's a better team that's going to score 30, 35 points a game.
My thing is, Zeke scares me.
Well, of course. He's the second best back in the league.
I think he's the best back.
Yeah, he's not as good as my boy Saquon. Come on. Come on. Stop. Listen, when the time comes when they play Dallas, don't worry about them. I don't worry about what they do now. They got all kinds of turmoil going on. They got a nutty owner who's back giving outlandish statements. I mean, Donald Trump owns the Dallas Cowboys, for crying out loud.
I'm just telling you what history has shown me the last 3 years.
All right. Listen, you want to play the baseball game, Mr. Dallas?
I'm not a baseball
You're out. Get out. You annoyed me anyway. Alex on the cellular on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Alex?
Well, I have a question for Natalie, you, and your buddy beside you.
Yeah, but actually, he's not beside me. You talking about Andrew? Andrew is next to Natalie. That's another. Yeah. They're in another booth, but it's a split screen, so I can see where you would think. But go ahead.
All right. Clay Forsen is a great quarterback. He won our second game. And the prediction is, what do you think? With the quarterbacks we have five. And we want to get three starters that are really good. Who do you think is gonna make the roster? Carson's already gonna be the starter. So we have Nathan Seinfeld injured.
Carson Wentz and the backup McCown and Kessler will be the third string for the first three games of the season. Thorson will be on the practice squad.
I think it's going to be Josh Carson and Clay Thorson as our three.
You, where's Kessler going? Are they going to cut him?
Kessler, I think we're gonna cut him and put Nathan on the practice squad.
Nathan? Who's Nathan?
I would say no.
Nathan Sudfeld.
No, Sudfeld can't be on the practice squad. He's not eligible right now. He's on the injured list.
Right, but Doug Peterson said he might be.
Yeah, he's not gonna. They're not gonna put Sudfeld on the practice squad. Well, why do you like Clayton Thorson so much?
Because he actually took, after Cody Kessler went down, he took it and ran with it.
No, he really didn't. Come on. Clayton Thorson, he had some okay moments in the last game, but he's fourth on the pecking order right
now. That's the second Clayton Thorson call I've heard this week where people are like speaking highly of this guy.
Come on, man.
By the way, Carson Wentz from Jeff McClain, he's not warming up with the other quarterbacks right now.
So he's not going to play.
Well, he says that doesn't mean he's not out, but it's a long shot.
All right. Yeah, so will they activate three quarterbacks? I guess they have to, right? They'll dress three? Will they dress three?
No, you don't normally dress
three. So you'll keep him with the third inactive, but the third guy will be Kessler. It'll be McCown will be the backup.
Yeah, but doesn't Sudfeld take up a roster spot?
I think they can put him. I don't know if he does or not.
If he's only out till, let's say, week four, I don't think Kessler makes a team.
Yeah, but he's not out to, like, that's down the road. Like, right now, this is your quarterbacks. Sudfeld's not a quarterback now.
Right, but come week one, Kessler's not going to be on the team.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Because Sudfeld will be that third quarterback. He's just injured.
Yeah, but I think he's on an injured list. Is he not? Isn't he on an injured list? They don't have to account for him. I don't know. Maybe not. But by the way, I have to. Gregory Miller. Thanks, Gregory Miller, for printing this, because I do remember that. And they moved Nola up, so Nola is now going to pitch every fifth day. So they have an off day today, but that doesn't matter. Nola will be the third starter in the Marlins series.
Okay, so not every five games, just every five days.
Right,
okay.
And they did make note of that. So that means that Vargas starts the Pittsburgh series. All right, Nola will pitch against the Marlins on that Sunday game. Jerome in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Eminem, what's going on?
What's up, Rome?
Not much. Hey, look, I want to play that game. You know I love those games.
You like baseball, huh?
Well, I watched a little bit.
All right.
Hey, look, has Philly become the city of bubble wrap or what, Mike?
What do you mean?
Everybody's under bubble wrap. Embiid, Simmons, Carson, you know, everybody's under bubble wrap in here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to you can see how the times have changed. You know, back in the day, you didn't have to worry about all that. You know, they just
but see, this is priceless cargo now, bro. You know that. they just paid my man $35 million a year. Bubble wrap is, you know, perfect.
Back in the day, man, they really weren't worried about injuries. Now you can't even get nobody to play on the.
No, you can't. But see, the Eagles had two quarterbacks injured, so that scared them.
Yeah, I was waiting to see that Kaepernick bomb drop. That's what I was waiting for. But hey,
yeah, it's not gonna happen. Cap better find a job. He's not gonna be back here.
Yeah, he better sell real estate or something. Anyway, hey, I was wondering.
Colin Kaepernick, real estate agent. Oh man! All right.
Hey, did Bob ever get that? I was good to hear from Bob yesterday. Did he ever get
the,
I sent him up a card and
we did give the card all the cards to Bob and he'll be at FanFest.
All right, cool.
And he's going to be actually on stage for the general knowledge contest.
No, I was trying to get in yesterday, man. Y'all were hammered out.
All right, let's go. Listen, man, Jerome, you pick the team. You pick the franchise.
All right, let me try. Let me go to A's. You know I
got to
go California.
You're going to go A's? The Oakland A's?
Yeah.
All right, the Oakland A's. Give me the four of the five I have written down.
All right, that's going to be tough because I don't know where your brain is at.
Well, I can tell you that four of them are Hall of Famers.
Okay.
I think all five are Hall of Famers, actually. Go ahead.
How many pitchers?
There are three pitchers on the list.
Oh, crap.
Three pitchers.
Oh, because I know Eckersley got to be one of them.
He's one.
Oh, the heck is the other two? All right, y'all, you giving Reggie?
Reggie's one.
I don't think he's in the hall. What about Ricky?
Ricky's one. You gave me one more. There are two pitchers left.
Oh.
Two pitchers left. One is a relief pitcher.
Oh, crap. Oh, you're killing me.
Jerome. So close.
Gibson not on that squad.
No, you're out, man. You're out. Raleigh Fingers, Jim Catfish Hunter are your five Oakland A's.
Would you consider Jason Giambi?
Consider, but Reggie, Ricky, Eck, Fingers, and Catfish?
Yeah, probably not.
Coming up, sound off in five right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it is time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line. If you got something to say, you want to hit us in on, some kind of a thought, just publish the thought, leave us a message, and we may put it on the big show.
The Phillies, they win a game. Here we go. The roller coaster starts again. We're only two games back from a wild card. What did Pacino say? Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back
in.
Yeah,
and it's good to be pulled back in, right? You don't want to be a miserable and say, I hope you lose, I hope you lose. At least it gives you some excitement. And here's like a spell of the season where they can win some games in a row, stay in the race, and there's reason to watch baseball games.
I do believe in analytics, as Gabe Kapler says, but the analytics now say that Gabe Kapler needs to be fired. So he has to go along with those analytics.
What the analytics say Gabe's supposed to be... I didn't get it.
I think that was a failed attempt at humor.
Oh. All right.
The Phillies have already had two of the biggest know-nothing buffoons as managers bring home World Series for us in Dallas Green and Charlie Manuel. Hopefully the king of know-nothing buffoons, Gabe Kapler, could make that a hat trick for us.
They won last night. They beat the Boston Red Sox 2 games. Come on, Dave from Center City. Give him a break.
Okay, now they're on a little bit of a win streak. And here we go. We're up in Boston. You know, they got to keep it going. This is what I'm saying, you know. Gabe's starting to show a little emotion. I don't know if it's since Charlie came aboard or what. But you know what? Still, they need to consider Ricky Bowe somewhere in that coaching staff.
Well, you asked Ricky Bowe if he would take an interview, and he said yes. I was listening when you asked Ricky. You have Ricky Bowe on tonight?
No, it's Wednesday. No baseball show tonight.
Really? Baseball show?
Cuz's Corner tonight.
Oh, that's right. It's Cuz's Corner. All right.
You know, as much as I dislike Gabe Kapler after watching that Red Sox game, the man is tap dancing through minefields with the things that he does. And he has been so fortunate this year in some of the decisions that he's made. Not everybody sees eye to eye, but he's been so lucky to get away with it this far.
Andrew, you didn't like that call, right? He's getting away with bonehead moves. You want to give Gabe credit? It's time to give Gabe credit now.
What were the bonehead moves yesterday?
No bailment moves. He managed his way through a good game.
Yes.
All right, so you should give him credit for that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I withheld the credit slightly because I think that... you know, maybe anybody could have managed that game. But, all right, it worked out for him last night.
As far as bland goes, who is more bland, Case Utley or Carson Wentz?
Wentz is blander. No, I don't know. Chase is blander. What do you think?
I think Chase.
Chase might have been blander.
Yeah, but Chase carried himself on the field differently than Carson. He at least showed emotion on the field, right?
I'm going Chase. No, he didn't really show emotion on the field. He really didn't.
All right.
He played hard, but he
Reese
didn't show
or
emotion
Chase.
On the field.
Who's more bland, Reese or Chase?
Chase.
Mike, fascinating discussion about the Shawshank Redemption potential flaw with reattaching the poster. I agree it's possible that you could get the bottom attached and see that dump, but for him to have his hand available to do that, he'd have to crawl out of the hole backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize. I thought he could have turned over. But apparently he couldn't. Andrew says he couldn't have turned his body over. That he had, when he went head first, there's no way he could have reversed his field. So that becomes a major flaw of the movie.
Hey, Mike, super stoked on Fantasy Fest. I went to the first one. I'm going this year with my cousin. I got the tickets to the last online ticket raid. Can't wait, man. I know it's gotten better and better every year, but the first time, that first year was awesome. I know there's going to be a lot of people there, but I'm really, really hoping to get the chance to meet Natalie and Tyrone. Say what's up.
They'll be around. Yeah, we're going to be walking around freely, right, Nat?
Yeah, yes. I have like a scheduled place where I'll be as well.
Yeah, we all have schedules. We have to be at a certain place.
Yeah, our show meet and greet is at 4.
Yes,
three.
We'll have a show meet and greet so you can meet everybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will stop us on the way. And if we don't have some place to go right away, we'll stop and take a selfie.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
All right. Let's close down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Stay tuned because Anthony Gargano, that's right, Cuz's Corner, will be at Parks for a little pregame action, pregame show with Jason Avant from 6 to 7. And then Joe Torti and Devon Givens take over for the rest of the evening. And if you're on the NBC Sports side, if you're watching TV, stay tuned next for Quick Slants. Everybody have a great rest of the evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.